Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Grossman, our good friend. Longtime Brain Trust member. Leslie is a great member of our Brain Trust for more than 10 years now. And Leslie, tell the audience what you do for your folks.
Well, we really jump in and let them be different voices. I facilitate a group of CEOs that all are from different industries, who think differently, who have different ideas, and bringing them together gives them each the chance to hear from unique ideas, get the input, things they would never think of on their own. Mm-hmm. And everybody, all leaders need a group of people around them for ideas, and not just their employees, outside experts. And this group, they don't owe anything to the leader, so it's not like they're a paid consultant. They'll be honest, straightforward, and they really get the great advice and insights. So well, it's a wonderful thing. Everybody should have an advisory board.
Well, I agree with that, and so check it out, Vistage.com, but also your own website. Give us that one, please.
Yes, LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
All right. So, and linked out is her book, her new book, so check that out, How to Turn Your Network into a Chain of Lasting Connections. Leslie, the last leg in this three-leg stool that Marcus Lemonis talks about, as you mentioned earlier, is product.
Right.
Tell us about product.
Well,
the first one, folks, is people. Second one is process. And the third one is product. That's where we are now.
Right. So when it comes to product, sometimes we get used to looking at our product and doing it the same way when times have changed and we need to reevaluate that product. I'll give you an example. Successful business in Florida, Key Lime Pie Company. And they were making their key lime pie the same way for 20 years, and everybody loved it. They were making it from a packet, not from fresh lime. Can you believe that? But people liked it, so they figured that's good, you know? But today, fresh is what it's all about.
Right.
And so by changing that recipe, being able to call it fresh, be able to show limes everywhere.
Right.
By positioning it in a whole new
way. But people like it after that, though?
They loved it.
Okay, good. All right,
they loved it
sometimes,
after that. And then they could market it in a more effective way.
Sometimes you get too cute by half, though, when you mess with something that's not broken, right?
Well, that's true. But
be careful.
Know, time,
test it,
change.
Folks. Before you go off, run off the rails, test it.
Right, absolutely test it. But the thing is that sometimes, you know, new times change for looking at your product and saying, wow, is this product that everybody loved 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Maybe customers want it different now. And you have to reevaluate that. And like you said, test it. Always test it before you change.
Well, this is where I come back to one of the things that I say all the time around here. And that is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's okay to fall in love with making key lime pie, and I'm glad people do because I love it.
Yeah.
It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Mm.
Because
good point.
If you can't reinvent yourself in little bitty baby steps, sometimes big steps, then you're going to get run over because the world is a moving conveyor belt, right? And you can either get on and keep up with it or get run over by it.
So, right. I mean, like, even service businesses. Think of advertising, right? I had a marketing agency. If I was still doing my marketing the way I did it 15 years ago,
right,
it wouldn't exist because
you'd be out of business, wouldn't you?
Yeah, be out of business. You got to look at what's new, social media, you know, the internet, all the things, and you can't advertise that just that way anymore. Yeah, print is still alive, print advertising, but it has to be more
traditional.
Diverse
media is still valid, but it has a different role than it had before. It's a supporting role, And it's part, it's no longer, you know, there was a time when we had our marketing strategy, and then we started developing our social media strategy. Now it's all one strategy. You just use different resources for different things.
Exactly.
And if you don't, and that's the new part. Leslie, I need some websites again, please.
Yes, Vistage.com, Vistage, and Leslie Grossman. Leadership.com.
There you go. Check it out. And all of our books, too, folks. Wherever books are sold, Link Out and Sell Station. Those are her two books. Hey, Leslie, it's always a pleasure to when you join us. We get smarter when you join us. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here with you and learn from you, too.
We'll see you next time. Leslie Grossman, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.